All right, so in this session, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to enroll people, how to create clients. When you talk to somebody about coaching opportunities to work with you, how do you do it? What is the process? And we've already talked about in a previous audio how helping them, coaching them, helping them have breakthroughs, giving them a feel for what it's like to work with you is an essential part of that. Because if they don't like the feel of working with you when you talk to them, then they're not going to like it when you are working with them. Yeah. So of course, having a good vibe, having a good rapport, helping them is important. And Ariel is here, my sweetheart. She's here with us today, and she's going to be sharing some of her experiences. She's enrolled lots and lots of people into our courses and programs, and she's done it without any salesy nonsense, without any hype, without any weird stuff, completely from the heart. So you can learn how to enroll people from the heart with ease and grace with a very high percentage. RL has just about 100% success rate signing people up for things. So that's quite remarkable. And so over to you, RL. How do you do it? And how can someone who wants to enroll coaching clients do it with the people they're talking to?
All right. So this is a pretty fun topic. You know, a lot of people, myself included, when I first started doing this, might be scared of enrolling people, or it, you know, you feel really nervous having a call to sign someone up for your coaching or programs. But the first thing I want to tell you is really just take a deep breath, and it's really super relaxed. It's totally fine. There's really no need to be nervous. And even if you are, it's okay. You know, as you do this more, you'll get used to it. So the first, I'd say pre-step in enrolling really is that you're already building trust and love with your potential customers and clients. You're already connecting with them from the heart. You're giving them valuable material. You're like really blessing them with content that helps them immensely. And really, even internally, you feel when you think about these people, whether they're on a mailing list or some other type of list, you feel a lot of love for them. You genuinely feel from your heart that you care about them and you want to help them and bless them. And I really believe that people feel that. And that's why it's really a precursor to success with this, that internally you really care about them. You really have love and appreciation for these souls. No judgment, no negative feelings. You really care about them. So this is the first thing. And when you're getting ready to have an enrollment conversation, an enrollment call, you might not even call it that. You don't really need to, because if they're applying for a program or, you know, applying for a session knowing that it's about them joining this training or this coaching program, they already know. You don't even have to call it an enrollment call. You can just call it, you know, a magic session with you, a discovery session, whatever feels right in your heart is the thing to go with. So before the call, the pre-step really is to just feel love for that soul. And when you feel love for that soul, it's setting an energetic signature. It's creating a vibration that that soul is actually receiving. You know, as someone who's very attuned to spirituality and kind of the subtle realms, I'm sure you're aware that your thoughts aren't really a secret, and that other souls will pick up on how you think and feel about them, you know, whether positive or negative. And so really this step is not really spoken about much. I haven't really heard any business enrollment teachers speaking about this much. However, I might not be familiar with all of them. So it's very likely some are aware of this. This really makes a huge difference. It's more significant than you might realize. You're setting a tone. You're sending them vibrations. You're sending them feelings. You're sending them blessings before they even get on the phone with you. And this is essential as somebody who is a superhero, somebody who is spiritually attuned, and somebody who really cares about the highest good and benefit for all souls. And then the next thing you want to consider and bring into your enrollment call experience is that you don't want to be someone who's pushing and speaking the whole time and kind of bombarding this soul with too much of kind of what could feel like your own agenda. You really want to listen. You want to be a pull. You want to be so present and so attuned to them and so caring and compassionate that literally they feel drawn towards you rather than you kind of pushing something on them. They feel drawn towards you. So it's like you're pulling them in this subtle way just by being present and just by being loving, because the energy of love and compassion are so attractive. So you basically want to be just a magnet of love and compassion and be genuinely interested in hearing them and understanding them. And I really have a very simple, organic, natural structure to my calls. It's like nothing scientific or special in a way. It's just very natural. So I usually just start off by just connecting with them and finding out who you are, or, you know, where are you living, and just seeing how they're doing, just as I would with anyone I'm meeting for the first time on the phone or in person. You know, it's just very natural. So we both feel comfortable and start the call off in this more opened manner. Next, I usually just say a little bit about what I already know about them. Usually people have filled in some sort of application, so I'll just reference that and say, I understand, you know, you're going through this in your life and you really want to break through that habit. I'd love to know more about you. Can you share with me more about your journey, your experience, you know, where you've been, where you're at, and really where you'd like to be? And so I might word it a little bit differently each time. It doesn't have to be an exact science, really, but that's the gist. You just want to open this door that you really care, because hopefully you really do. I mean, I really genuinely am curious and interested in finding more out about people and helping them. So it's fun, you know, you just ask them about themselves. And a lot of times people actually don't have others in their life to talk to. So this is like a huge present that you're giving them, saying, hey, I care about you. You can talk to me. You know, you can talk to me about these deeper things that maybe you feel you can't really talk to others about. I'm here for you. You know, let's talk about it. Let's explore. And they will be so happy. They'll be so happy to talk to you. And basically, then the next thing is you just listen. It's very simple. You just listen. And as you're listening on the level of what they're saying to you. And you're also listening on the level of what they're saying underneath their words. What are some of these deeper things going on for them? And of course, all the while you're very...
clients, we need to be good at coaching. Yeah, you have to actually be someone who can help other people. Otherwise, it's not really reasonable for you to be a coach if you're not ready to be a coach. So we have to start with that.
What will benefit them most? So you're being very present with them and you're also in touch with what's going to serve them. And for most of these calls, it's likely that they've applied or signed up for a call with the service or product that they want to buy in mind. In which case, oftentimes they'll ask you, you know, I'd really like to know more about this. And if they haven't asked you that, and you know, you're reaching that point in the call where it seems like a good time to bring it up, you might say, hey, you know, so you applied for this program. Would you like to hear more about it? I really think it would help you specifically with this in your life, overcoming that, working toward your goal. I've had other people in similar situations. So you want to reference and pull from what they've just shared with you and reflect that back to them in a way of how this course is really going to help them achieve what they want to. You see, so it's really quite simple. Doesn't have to take long, doesn't have to be complicated, doesn't have to be stressful. Sometimes people will have different objections, and so handling objections is one of the most important aspects of successfully enrolling this person in your course. Sometimes it might be due to time, and in which case you can give them different strategies or ways of organizing their life differently so that they can participate. For example, one woman once said, you know, I'm a full-time student. I don't know if I'm going to have time to listen to this course. And I said, well, you know, you can download the audios and you can actually listen to them in the car on your, you know, 1 hour commute every day. And she realized, oh my goodness, you're right. And that's just exactly what she needed to hear. She needed to understand how this could work for her. Oftentimes it can be money. In those cases, I always can just figure out some sort of win-win situation. I oftentimes will just create a different payment plan for this person. I'll kind of come up with it with them. I'll find out, you know, how much they can come up with. Sometimes it'll be you know, the same total of the program, but split up over a longer period of time in smaller increments. That can work. You can also just listen to them and understand where they're at, what their blocks are, and suggest ways that they could shift their life. It might mean shifting their line of work, something that would support them in this program. That can work as well. But just like really being curious and just being open and trusting in the highest good and just trusting that you two are connecting for a reason and there's going to be a way to make this work. Sometimes I've done like a smaller down payment that they could make right away, and then which gives them like a month or so to kind of come up with the more full subscription plan. That's another possibility. There's several. Just be creative, have fun, be open, stay positive. Don't ever let your mind or their mind just like put a wall up and say, oh, no, I can't do it because of this. Because there's always a way around that wall. It's really an invisible wall. It's not real. So there's always possibilities. And if you just stay in that consciousness and that love and don't give up on them, then it's going to work out. You know, sometimes I might follow up with people, oh gosh, 2, 3, 4 times, 5 times maybe in email or Skype messages or phone calls, just because I'm not going to give up on them. I believe in them. I care about them. And I know we can make it work. And every time it does, you know, when we don't give up on others, when we don't give up on ourselves, there's always a win-win situation to be found. So I think that's probably enough to share with you right now. Of course, I could probably go on, but I think really this is the essence and the heart of enrollment. And I hope that what was communicated from my words and from my what I've shared is that be open. This is can be a relaxing thing. You don't have to be worried. Just be curious and loving. And it can actually be a really, really fun and rewarding experience that brings you and your customer or client closer. So embrace enrollment calls. You call them sales calls. You can call them, you know, whatever you like. You can call them compassionate communication calls, whatever. Embrace them with so much love. Embrace the person that you're going to speak to, and you're going to be successful. Just be real, come from the heart, and truly be dedicated to that soul's highest good. And of course, also be dedicated to your own highest good and taking care of yourself and, you know, making sure you get paid for your services. So it's really self-love. It's loving them. And it's having love and respect for this, you know, incredible work that's coming through you to serve them. So respect and love all around. Enjoy, have so much fun, and you're going to do great. Aloha.